Luke chapter 16 verses 1 to 3 and verses 11 to 12. You can read the in-between scriptures back at home. Luke chapter 16 verses 1 to 3 and verses 10 and 11.
He also said to his disciples, there was a certain rich man who had a steward, and an accusation was brought against him that this man was wasting his goods. So he called him and said to him, what is this that I hear about you? Give an account of your stewardship, for you can no longer be steward. Then the steward said within himself, what shall I do? For my master is taking the stewardship away from me. I cannot dig. I am ashamed to beg.
I wanted to underline that word, I cannot dig, and I am too ashamed to beg. Underline those words. Yeah. Now, because of lack of time, we go on to the 10th and the 11th verse.
He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much. And he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches?
Amen. Hallelujah. Tonight, I want to speak a word, and I pray that God will prophetically move that scripture into your hearts in a powerful way so that you can go on to another level in the Lord. How many of you love that? Amen. The four levels of human existence that you find is what I want to highlight tonight. That can be in the church, it can be in your home, it can be in the world. The four levels of human existence. When you study that passage of scripture in Luke 16, you will find there is a manager. He's a manager of a big empire. He's corrupt. He is losing his job. But there are two things that he's saying when he's about to lose his job. He says, one, I am ashamed to beg. And two, I cannot dig. The first two levels of human existence that you find anywhere is the level which is called the begging level. He says, I am too ashamed to beg. The second level of existence that you can walk in, and I will explain all of that, is what is called the digging level. The third level is what is called the money level. And the fourth level is called the true riches level. Open your mouth and say that. The first level is called the begging levels. The second level is called the digging level. The third level is called the money level. And the fourth level is called the true riches level. The begging level is the first level of human existence. In Psalms 37, you find the psalmist saying, I'm old, but I was young once, and I've never seen the righteous begging for food, or the descendants going through the streets looking for something. In other words, God doesn't expect his children to beg. Amen. Hallelujah. God does not want any of his children to be in that level where you have to beg. Beg for forgiveness. Beg for healing. Beg for deliverance. Beg for provisions. Beg for some supernatural breakthrough. Let me tell you, 2,000 years ago, Jesus paid the price. The salvation that he purchased for you on the cross is final, is complete. Your forgiveness runs through his blood. Hallelujah. You don't have to beg. Tonight is a night for you to receive from the Lord tonight. Praise the Lord. As a matter of fact, God does not even expect his children in your family lives, the husband begging the wife, please spend some time with me, or the wife begging the husband, will you please sit with me for 10 minutes? God doesn't expect that. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Why? You study the scriptures. In the scriptures, in Luke 19, it says, there was a man by the gate of the city called Jericho. His name was Bartimaeus. He was sitting by the city gate and he was a beggar. Beggars are people with a begging mentality. They are always at the gate. They can never go in forward to receive from the Lord. You are never quite there. You're always waiting 2012 for something to happen, 2013 something to happen, 2014 something to happen. You're always there saying, Lord, please do something, please do something, please work something for me. But tonight I've got news for you. All that God has got to do for you is already done it through His Son Jesus Christ. He does not expect you to beg. He's going to move you to a level where you can speak forth in authority. You can call forth things that are not as if though they were. Hallelujah. You can bring in substance into your life by the words that you speak. Come on, church. Praise the Lord. Beggars will never go through doors. In Acts 3, there was a lame man. He's also begging. But where is he? In a place called Beautiful Gate. There is a man in the scripture you find in Luke 16. He was poor. His name was Lazarus. He was seated at the gate. He was begging. In a nation, you can't have a begging mentality. In a church, you can't have a begging mentality. In your business, you can't have a begging mentality. Are you with me? Look at somebody and say, you look like a beggar, but you are not. That's a joke. Don't say that. Say you... Praise the Lord. The Lord told me, son, some years back, the Lord told me, son, I'll anoint you to be a servant of God who will declare, not beg. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When you realize who you are in Christ, you declare. You declare chains to fall apart. You declare prison doors to open. You declare for the sick to be healed. You declare for provisions to come through. Praise the Lord. How many of you remember when we're building this church or when we're putting up this place together, we needed the provisions. You will never found me coming and saying, please somebody, will you put some money? No. Just like the offering boxes behind, it was there in the behind. If somebody felt called to do something for God and put it, you put it. But I would stand forth before the presence of the Lord and say, Lord, I call for the ravens to come. I'm calling for the provisions to come. Praise the Lord. Some of you are going to experience divine breakthroughs and miracles in your life when you move from a begging level to a level where you can declare peace in your home. You can declare salvation in your household. You can declare peace in your relationships by declaring it in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Look at somebody and say, I refuse to be a beggar. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Lazarus, the man in Luke 16, who was sitting by the gate, who was a beggar, the Bible says he was sick. In other words, begging will make you sick. Your heart will be sick. You will go tired after some time. And that's why people say, I get so discouraged, Pastor, nothing is happening. I've been praying for this for a long time. And then you want to ask them, tap them on the shoulder and say, were you begging? Oh yeah, they've been begging for the last 7 years. Now they got tired. They're born again. They're a child of God. But they are in that first level of just begging. Your vision will become sick. Your business will become sick when you are reduced into the mindset of a beggar. Look at somebody and say, if you believe in Jesus Christ, you are a child of God. You can ask the Father in the name of Jesus and He will grant it to you. Praise the Lord. You can ask Him. You don't need to beg. You can call upon His name and you can declare His promise over your life and you will see the breakthrough. Somebody put your hands together and thank the Lord for that. Oh, hallelujah! The second level, I mean, in that begging level, what happens? This man who was sitting by the gate, who was beggar, was hungry. In other words, begging mentality will always make you not only sick, but will always make you unsatisfied. You cannot be satisfied. Are you with me? Beggars can never be satisfied. They're never happy. The third thing about the beggar is that man was naked. That is, even though Jesus clothed you with his righteousness on the cross through his blood, you still feel like you are lost. You still feel as if you are not quite in the right standing with God. You still feel as if there are a lot of things in your life to be ashamed about. Even when Jesus Christ has shed his blood and clothed you with his blood, you are made righteous through his blood. Hallelujah. Though your sins be as red as scarlet, the Lord Jesus said, I will make you whiter than snow. Hallelujah. He's given you white robes of righteousness through his sacrifice, through his blood. Hallelujah. We are clothed in white garments of righteousness. Somebody lift your hands and said, get away from me, devil. You accuser, you cannot make me regret or walk in guilt. I am not condemned. I am a child of God. I have the righteousness of God through the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come on, church, come on, church, come on, church, come on, church, tonight. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Lord told me we need to move as a church from a begging level of people. We need to move. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. We need to move. Praise the Lord. Look at somebody and say, we're gonna move from being a beggar. Aren't you glad? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When you are a begging mentality, you always expect to live in a rented house. You can never visualize anything coming into your life. You expect your health to go bad. You expect something terrible to happen. You expect things to fall apart. Why? Because you have a beggar mentality. We need to get out of from that and go into the next level, and we can do it through Jesus Christ and by the power of his Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Tonight's word is to take you from that level to the next level. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lift your hands, praise the Lord, and say, I'm going to the next level through faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. The second level is what I call the, I can't hear you. It's called the, let me hear you. It's called the, praise the Lord, digging level. Digging level. Look at Luke chapter 13. Luke chapter 13. The Gospel of Luke, the 13th chapter. And verse 6.
He also spoke this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. Then he said to the keeper of his vineyard, look, for 3 years I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why does it use up the soil? But he answered and said to him, sir, let it alone this year also, until I dig around it and fertilize it.
Ah, that's right. Did you find that? Let me dig around it. See, I've read that scripture many a time. This fig tree is actually struggling for existence, because it's actually competing in a vineyard. Can you imagine that? It's not planted where outside the vineyard. It is planted in the vineyard. It's competing with the vines. It's a fig tree. It's surviving. It's looking for existence. But look at something incredible here. Jesus said, listen, if it is not bearing fruit, don't worry about it. We have a way of producing fruit. What we gotta do is we gotta dig around it a little bit more. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus Christ. How many of you know that revival does not come in a suitcase? You gotta dig for it. Are you with me? You gotta dig. You gotta pray more than you have prayed before. Your breakthrough will come. Your fruitfulness will come. If all through these years you still not found it, don't get discouraged, but go to the next level where you say, I'm gonna dig. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm gonna dig. I'm gonna dig. I'm gonna dig in prayer. I'm gonna dig in worship. I'm gonna dig with fasting. It doesn't matter. I'm gonna go deeper. I'm gonna go deeper. I'm gonna go deeper. I'm gonna go deeper in the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm gonna go deeper in the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, the devil will never be able to defeat somebody who is a digger. If you dig into the presence of God, hallelujah, no matter what kind of warfare or battles you face, you will find the enemy will have no hold over you when you are a digger. Your victory is in digging. Your breakthrough is in digging. Praise the Lord. Your peace is in digging. Your blessing comes through digging. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord told me in 2014, the Lord told me, son, if you will dig into people, you will see even the gifts that I placed in them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus Christ. If you really search, if you really pray, if you really dig, you're going to find something. Look at somebody and say, hallelujah, you're going to find something. We're going to find something in the Lord if you really dig. 2 Kings chapter 3, you find Jehoshaphat the king. He hears the news that the Moabites are trying to destroy you, you know, take over the land. And you know what the Lord said to him? He called forth for the prophet called forth the musician began to play the instrument, the Spirit of God came on the prophet, and the Spirit of the Lord spoke to the prophet and said, dig, dig in the valley. Amen. You got a warfare, the enemy is coming, you are challenged on every side, you don't know what's happening, you have no clue about what's happening in your life, but you dig, and the Lord said, I will fill that ditches with revival, with water. I will fill it with my blessing, and the enemy will have no hold over your lives. Look at somebody and say, hallelujah, be a digger. You have your victory in digging. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How many of you know that you will only find oil if you dig? Are you with me? You will only find oil if you dig. You could be sitting in Saudi Arabia over a oil well without realizing there is oil under. You could be sitting there for years, taking care of camels and drinking camel's milk and eating dates from the tree and, you know, walking through that desert. Praise the Lord. But suddenly you move your ass from there and you dig, praise the Lord, and you really dig, then you will find the oil, praise the Lord. Your provision, your prosperity, your blessing, your anointing is in the digging. Look at somebody and say, dig in this year, praise the Lord, hallelujah, amen. Look at Psalms 84. Blessed is the man whose heart is in the Lord, whose strength is in the Lord. When he goes through the valley of Baca, tears. Baca means tears. When he walks through the valley of Baca, he will dig and make a well there. Huh? It is in the Bible. Praise the Lord. Somebody says, Pastor, I'm going through so much of tears. I'm crying so much. I don't know why nothing good is happening to me. Praise the Lord. Amidst your tears, amidst your valley, while you go through it, blessed are you if you learn to dig and make a well there. The revival will come out. The blessing will come out. The glory of God will be revealed. Hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, there is a well waiting for you in your valley of tears. There is a well waiting for you in your valley of tears. You can be blessed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. The devil can never get a digger. Are you with me? You know what I do when challenges come? When I got too many problems, too many things to take care of, too many responsibilities, too many things harassing my mind, I go into my room, lock the door, take the Bible, kneel down, and I sit there in the presence of God, praying, digging, till I get a promise, till I get a word, till I feel the anointing of God upon me. Praise the Lord. You ask Achamandi or my wife Tani or somebody, you know, who's in the house, they'll tell you, they cannot even speak to me. Because I'm digging. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Lift your hand and say, hallelujah, be a digger. Praise the Lord. The third level is Luke 16, verse 10. Is what we call the money level. The money level. Look at somebody and say, there is a level called the money level. Now I want you to understand something about this money level, because there are seven levels of revenue or income for your life. Revenue. If you want to go into the next level. One, in Proverbs 4 it says, wisdom is the principal thing. Get it. You know that? Solomon prayed, Lord, give me wisdom. In Proverbs 8, the Bible says, seek wisdom and riches and enduring riches, silver and gold will follow you. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Amen. So when you look for money, you will never find it. You look for wisdom. You look for wisdom. You look for the wisdom that comes from God. Money will follow you. There is heavenly wisdom. How many of you like heavenly wisdom? The wisdom of Jesus Christ. The wisdom that comes from God. Then there is a worldly wisdom. That is also important for you to know. As a matter of fact, I was doing some studying and there is actually 50 systems in the world. 50. You have to know how the TV works, the wisdom that works through TV. How the banking works, the wisdom that works through banking. You have to know how a property deal works, the wisdom that works through a property deal. You have to know how the education system works, the wisdom that works through an education system. You have to know how a political system works, the wisdom that works through a political system. We can go on. Are you with me? Amen. Now you come to church and you say, Jesus, touch me, bless my family. And then you have a dream to build a land and you have no clue about land. And you go and buy a land, taking a loan for a multi-million, you know, whatever. And you get into a huge situation. Why? Because you never sought wisdom. The wisdom that was needed to see how that system works. Come on. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We need what is called the Daniel wisdom. The wisdom that he had in the world, in Babylon. He had the wisdom. The Joseph wisdom. When Joseph was in Egypt, he had wisdom. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Look at somebody and say, get wisdom. With all you're getting, get wisdom that comes from Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's a third level of wisdom which is called the underworld wisdom. The wisdom of darkness. How the demonic kingdom works. How the demonic kingdom works. And as a child of God, it is important that you understand that too. But not by going to the demonic world, but by receiving it from Jesus. The wisdom that comes, that helps you to realize how a demonic kingdom works. Oh, in Isaiah 45, the Bible says, you will come out of darkness with treasures. Are you with me? There's an anointing that gets you treasures out of darkness, out of the dark world. Praise the Lord. Some of you are going to come out of your darkness with wisdom, with treasures of wisdom. Praise the Lord. You're going to come out of bondage. You're going to come out to your liberty with wisdom. Lift your hand and say, I'm going to come out with wisdom. I'm going to come out with wisdom. The second level is what is called vision. Proverbs 29 verse 18. Are you with me tonight? Look at somebody and say, vision. Where there is no vision, the people perish. They don't prosper, they perish. You got to plan your life. You got to plan your ministry. You got to plan for the generations that God gives you. You got to have a long-term vision. God's provision comes when you capture the vision. Sometimes people say, you know, first let us see what the provision is. Then we will see what we can do for God. There is no vision, which means you will go into a beggar mentality. But for your business, for your ministry, for your personal life, you need to say, Lord, I don't want to be destroyed. I need to catch a vision. I need to catch a glimpse of what you want me to do. In Habakkuk it says, in the book of Habakkuk, what does it say? Write the vision down so that he who sees it can run. Are you with me? You want to run or you want to walk? You want to run. You can only run when there is a vision. You can't just chumma run. Are you with me? The stray dog will bite you if you chumma run. You got to run with a vision. But most people never seek a vision. They never seek a vision for their family. They never seek a vision for their children. They're just trying to, you know, make either their plans work or, you know, whatever the kids want, let them do. You will run when you have a, look at somebody and say, when you have a vision. When you have a vision, you will run. Psalms 23, how many of you know that psalm? Though I walk through the valley, you're walking, not running. Which means you don't have a vision. You're walking through the valley of the shadow of death. What is a shadow? Something that stands between you and the light. That's what causes the shadow. So you can't quite see because there is something in between that makes you to walk. Vision is light. Are you with me? Tonight, let your darkness disappear in the name of Jesus. Let those shadows disappear in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody at least say amen to it. Praise the Lord. Glory unto the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let there be no shadow of death. Hallelujah. Let there be life in you. Hallelujah. The light is in the life is in the light. Hallelujah. Amen. When you have a mission, then your provision will come. The word provision is provision. Are you with me? You have no vision, there is no pro. How many of you understand that? Provision means provision. So without a vision, you are saying, Lord, how do I meet my bill tomorrow? What do I do? The third level among that economic thing is information. Devil controls your ignorance. Is this easy? Is this understandable? Are you getting what I'm saying? Do you want me to go a little deep or you want me to stop with this? Are you with me still? Amen. Some of you might need to hear this message one more time for you to really grasp it. Ignorance, that word ignorance is divided into two. Ignore and ent. Ignore means to neglect or to turn away from. Ent means to stand. So every area or any area of your life that you don't take a stand for, that's what the devil tries to control. That's ignorance. Are you with me? Ignore means to neglect. It means to turn away from. Ends means to stand. And so the devil can only control somebody who is ignorant. If you have light or information in some area, the enemy cannot control. Praise the Lord. That is why you got to read the Bible. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That the enemy cannot control. Bondage cannot work where there is light. Ooh. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The fourth is relationships. It's better than money. Look at somebody and say, relationships is better than money. When you try to make money by destroying relationships, you are in big trouble. It's not God your riches. It's not the money level that God wants. You need good relationships. You need strong relationships. You need accountable relationships. Because there are certain things that money can't buy. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. I value relationships in my life. I need somebody who will pray. So when I'm in trouble, money can't get me out of trouble, but somebody who is a prayer warrior who will go and rebuke the devil and pray gets me out of it. Relationships matter. You need people in relationships who are of rank, of people of anointings, people who are of giftings, people who are prayer warriors, people who will teach you the word, because that imparts blessings. Are you with me? No amount of money can substitute that, because there are certain things that money can't buy. Hallelujah. And relationships are more important than that. When you have a trouble in your life, you will need your nagging mother-in-law to carry you to the hospital. So be nice to her. Otherwise you grow up and you become old and you become lonely and you're sitting there because you never build relationships. You never valued it. You will appreciate the church, you know when? When you are in real SHIT. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's just to get the word across to you. Are you with me? I'm trying to season it with grace. It's not trying to make it look bad, but that's why I'm just giving you the letters. You do the max in your head. Praise the Lord. I called upon the Lord when I was in trouble. And he answered me. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus Christ. Look at somebody and say, value relationships. Proverbs 22. A good name is better than silver and gold. A good name is better than. So what should you do? You should protect your name, whether it be your name, whether it be the name of your church, whether it be the name of your family, whether it be the name of your business. Imagine the name of your business is spoiled and you don't protect the name of your business. Who will come and take something from your business because the name is spoiled? They'll say, hey, don't trust that guy. Eh? I heard something bad about that. No, no. Why? The name. Are you with me? God is the one who honors our name. God is the one who protects. But you got to make sure that you value it and say, Lord, a good name is better than riches. A good name is better than riches. Hallelujah. You should never badmouth your church or the church name outside. If you find somebody doing that, you should protect them and say, don't speak about my church like that. Don't you dare to speak about my pastor like that. Somebody badmouths your wife or your husband, he said, don't you dare speak about them like that. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Glory unto the name of Jesus Christ. Lift your hand and say, good name is better. A good name is better. Amen. Hallelujah. Than riches. Not only your business or whatever, but even the name of your country. See, when I'm traveling next week, I'm traveling abroad. But when I go there, I'm not only standing there as a disciple of Jesus Christ, it's the greatest privilege. I'm not only standing there as a disciple of Jesus, I'm not only representing the Cornerstone Church, but I'm standing there as a proud Indian. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, I don't like somebody bad-mouthing my country. Not only Indians, but I'm going to say I'm a proud Malu. Malus or Malayalis are really, you know, they're so conscious. You know? The moment they go from there, they'll put their Malu English in the bag and, you know, practice British English, King James English. Then even on the plane, they will say, thou bring me a coffee. Now bring me a coffee. Praise the Lord. God put us in this country. God put us in this land. God called us into His kingdom. Hallelujah. We are proud in the way that God has called us. We lift up not only the name of Jesus Christ, but we are proud in the very names that He has given us. Oh, praise the Lord. The sixth one is property is bigger than money. The Lord's word says, the earth and the fullness of it belongs to our God. As a matter of fact, I believe tonight I'm going to speak a few things over your life. You will not live in a rent. You will not be living in a rented house 5 years from now. God will give you properties and homes that you never built, never thought of. God will give it unto you. That hallelujah is not good enough. If you really believe that God will give you houses. Praise the Lord. Businesses, lands, properties, hallelujah, holdings that you never thought possible, my God will give it to you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lift your hand and say amen. Hallelujah. Some of you who are widows, some of you who are single, some of you who are fatherless, some of you who do not have hope, mark my words, write it down. Praise the Lord. 5 years from now, you will have a home of your own. You will be glorifying Jesus in a home of your own. My God will build a home for you. He will build a house for you. He will give you properties that you never thought possible. He will give you wells that you have not dug. He will give you vineyards and places that you never thought possible. A couple of pastors from the city sometime back came to me. I told them, they told me, Pastor, we are leading our worship in a rented house, in a rented building. I said, it'll change. God will give you properties for your church. And two beautiful properties are coming up on those highways. Hallelujah. For their churches. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I said, you don't need to have a prayer meeting in a rented place, in somebody's hall, in somebody's mercy. You don't need to live your life like that. My God said the earth and the fullness of it belongs to Him, and He gives to His children. Hey! Praise the Lord. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lift your hands, lift up your homes, your places, your bungalows, your estates, anything that has got a bondage. Let there be an anointing over properties that destroys bondages, over lands, over estates, over plantations, over homes. Let the work of, hallelujah, be completed. Let homes be built. Jutamana, let there be progress in the work, in the places that you're building your home. Let God establish you in the land that He's placing you by giving you homes and buildings of your own. May you have shopping malls and shopping halls and business centers and business and convention centers and office spaces of your own in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Lift your hands, clap your hands and give glory to Jesus tonight. Oh, worship Him for some time. Worship Him. ആധുനികടക സമ്പല രകടകസിയ പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാവിൽ ആരാധിച്ചേ. നിന്റെ തലമുറകൾക്ക് ഭവനം ഉണ്ടാകട്ടെ. അതിന്റെ മേലുള്ള കെട്ടുപാടുകൾ, ബന്ധനങ്ങൾ യേശുവിന്റെ നാമത്തിൽ അഴിഞ്ഞു മാറട്ടെ. That it's the seventh that is the money. When you place the other six above that, you are walking in the money level. And what is the money level? All money is not the same. It's not equal. Look at somebody and say, all money is not the same. It is not equal. You have a 10 rupee note, you have a 50 rupee note, you have a 100 rupee note, you have a 500 rupee note, you have a 1000 rupee note. Not all equal. All are not. All are not. All are not equal. You have different currencies. This afternoon, you know, I was praying. I said, Lord, and the Lord told me something very amazing. You know, He told me, son, you know, the work of your hands, I will establish it. And He said, I will bring in currencies. I will change from one currency to another. That word currency, you know, actually, I was looking at it. It actually means circulation. Currency, it comes from the English word circulation. It's got the meaning like a river. So there has to be a flow to it. So tonight I'm decreeing it over your lives. Let there be a flow of currency, of finances over your lives, over your generations, in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, let there be a flow. Let there be money for you, money for your wife, money for your children, money for your home, money for your business. Praise the Lord. Let there be a flow. Come on, church. Let there be a flow. Oh, praise the Lord. Let there be a flow. 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 Let there be a flow of currency. Let the denominations change. If you're just used to having 100 rupees in your pocket, may change to 500. May change to 1000. May God richly prosper you in the name of Jesus. May He, hallelujah, may there be provision, supernatural provisions and blessings flowing through upon your lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. And the fourth level is the level called the true riches. What are the true riches? What are the true riches? What are true riches? Well, we know the anointing is a true rich. Are you with me? If you're faithful in the area of money, God will give you true riches, anointing, precious anointing of the Holy Spirit. You cannot buy it. It comes from the Lord. The word of God is precious. It's true rich. But also what is called true rich is just not riches for you, but riches that are so true that it flows through you to your children and to your children's children and to your children's children's children, because it comes from God. It is boom, flow. God is looking at somebody and saying, don't be troubled about your children. Don't be troubled. Hallelujah. Don't be troubled about your children or about the generations, how they will be married off, where they will survive. But look at, hallelujah, the promise of God. He will take care of your children. He will take care of your children and your children's children. They will never lack anything. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Your children shall be blessed of the Lord. Your children shall be blessed of the Lord. Are you with me? True riches. Not a single one of them will be barren, will be beggars, will be walking through the streets saying, get me a job. What do I do? Ha! No. True riches. I'm decreeing it. At least say I'm into it. If you are not having children, when you have children, that will happen to you if you say I'm amen in faith tonight. True riches. Your children won't be mad and sick and, you know, looking for welfare or support or looking at some rich uncle or auntie to get them through. No, no. True riches that comes from God, that will be tangible, that will be generational, that will pass on. Hallelujah. And that will have the presence and the glory of Jesus Christ on it. Ah, Rabana Kasamatoru des Mianteria, Jabala Makaros Yatana, the Abrosmododiana. Lift your hands and say, Lord, I receive every kind of blessing that comes. Hallelujah. Talamuragamel, hallelujah. Judamana Hauda Prasmiatana, anxiety and tension and fear over the generations to be broken off in the name of Jesus. Let there be true riches. Ishuinda Namadal Sambavigata. True riches in the name of the Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, while I was preparing this message, I was crying. You know, as servants of God, when you are walking through with the Lord, you know, there are times when you've got so many things and so many, and you say, Lord, how does all this match up? How do I gonna obey you, step forward? But you know, there are times when you're thinking, how does it all happen? Oh, what's happened? And when somebody brings you an offering, you know, even without you counting it, you know how much it is. They can put it in the biggest cover and bring it, you know how much it is, because you've been so praying and you say, ah, rakamosia kawthora di ismiyant. Dude, I was praying and the Lord said, son, never worry about your life. Never worry. Never worry. Never be afraid. Whatever I've called you to do, I will bless it. I will bless your generations. I will bless your spiritual children. I will bless your church. Anybody who is under you, hallelujah. The Lord said, I will bless them. I will bless them. Don't be troubled about them. Don't be panicky about them. Don't be worried about them. Hallelujah. I was concerned about a lot of people in the church and what would happen, you know. The Lord said, don't be worried. I will take care of them. I will give you true riches in the church. I will give you true riches. Substantial blessing. Hallelujah. Your tangible blessing that will have the smell of God's glory over it. Oh, that comes from the living God. Lift your hand, somebody who's been crying. God has heard your prayer. He sent his word over your life to take you to that level of blessing in your life. Be blessed of the Lord in the name of Jesus tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's stand up in the presence of the Lord tonight. Just kneel down and stand up in the presence of the Lord any way that you want. But there is an anointing flowing in his word tonight. You receive it by faith tonight. It's a delivering word. It is a word that brings to bring you up. Cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Lay everything at the feet of Jesus tonight. My Bible says in Romans 10 and verse 9, to all those who believed in him, that God raised Jesus from the dead and was confessed for Jesus Christ as Lord, you are saved. You become a child of God by faith in Christ. You are not a beggar. Ask Him forgiveness for not walking in the privilege as a son, just begging. God wants to bring you out from that. Say, Lord, I don't want to be a beggar. Forgive me. Forgive me, Lord. I renounce that beggarly elements or attitudes in my life. I renounce it in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the authority that you've given me as a child of God. I receive it, Lord. Receive it by faith tonight. You don't have to feel about it. It is something that you receive by faith. Say this prayer from your heart. Say, Jesus, I give you my heart. I give you my life. I give you my family, my home, my children, the ministry, the church, the business, the land, everything that you've given me, I give it unto you. Jesus, I proclaim you as my Lord, Master, and Savior. Jesus Christ, you are the Son of God. You are the resurrection and the life. I call on your name.
I
put my faith in you. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior.
Be my
Master. I put my faith in your sacrifice. You died for me. Let your blood cleanse me. I ask you forgiveness for all my sins, for my unbelief. Forgive me. Cleanse my heart. I receive you, Jesus. I receive the faith that comes from you. I receive the grace that comes from you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
I renounce sin. I renounce Satan.
I renounce
the world.
Jesus,
wash me and my family and all that you have given me with your precious blood. Thank you for your precious blood.
Thank you for your.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Anoint me afresh with your Holy Spirit.
Your Holy Spirit.
Take me to the next level.
Take me to the next.
Take me to the true riches.
Take me to the true riches.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Take me, Lord.
Take me, Lord.
Help me to be faithful in the areas of money. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
I renounce Satan.
I renounce
the world.
I renounce
the system of the world.
I
receive the system of faith that allows me to walk in supernatural blessing. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Now lift your hands and praise and praise and praise and praise and praise.
Hallelujah. We give you glory. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.